Proverbs 3, 7 and 8. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Self-confidence is a mysterious thing. Held in the right way, it can be a blessing. Held in the wrong way, it can be a curse. The farmer, because of his background and training, is confident that he knows how to plant corn and raise cattle and harvest the crops. The carpenter, because of his background and training, is confident that he knows how to put in a window, hang a door, or fix the roof. The doctor, because of his background and training, knows he can set a bone, treat a rash, or settle a stomach. That is self-confidence, and without it, the corn wouldn't get planted, the doors wouldn't get hung, and broken bones wouldn't get set. But there's a form of self-confidence that is deadly. It leads to pride and stifles growth. It is true that many men and women could attain to great heights in their profession if they were eager to be taught, but all too often they feel they already know it all. Therefore, they hit a plateau, go no further, and their self-confidence becomes a curse. Many could become wise if they didn't think they'd already arrived. Since they are wise in their own eyes, they're not eager to learn, to respond to the suggestions of others. In fact, all too often, a suggestion given in love and the right spirit is refused because the person feels he is being put down or degraded. To accept something from another is taught to be an act of weakness or an admission of stupidity. Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not, and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. The Apostle Paul instructed the Romans, "For I say, through the grace given unto me, that every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. Be of the same mind one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits." The prophet Isaiah pronounced a woe on this very thing. "Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight." The next admonition is to fear the Lord and depart from sin. Here again are two things that go together. When Joseph was tempted to sin, he refused and asked, "How can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?" When Nehemiah was recounting his record as governor, he recalled how others before him had overcharged and cheated the people. "But," he said, "so did not I, because of the fear of God." Job had come to the same conclusion. And unto man he said, "Behold the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to depart from evil is understanding." The cross of Jesus Christ is a manifestation of many things. One is a clear view of the love of God. His love for you is so deep and abiding that His only begotten Son died for you. It's also a clear picture of God's hatred for sin. He was willing to go the limit, even the death of His own Son, to free you from its condemnation and power. It behooves us, therefore, to take the admonition of this verse very seriously. We cannot toy with sin and still claim to love and reverence God. The two are mutually exclusive. They cannot live together in the same life. There is a wonderful promise that comes with obedience to this command, the promise of health to the body and soul. Today, medical science is telling us that many of our diseases can be traced back to a nagging conscience, worry over deeds done in the past, and a fretful spirit. Likewise, our souls will prosper and be in good health when we maintain our communion with God and turn from the path of sin. For those of you who have forsaken the way of God, but desire to return, God makes a beautiful promise. I will heal their backsliding. I will love them freely, for mine anger is turned away from him." The prophet Malachi records a similar promise from God. "But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. He shall go forth and grow up as calves in the stall."